You'll be there. Good evening. Welcome. We'll start at 7 o'clock. If you'll please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll offer a word of prayer to get us started. Our Father in Heaven, we're thankful to come together in a representative government. We're thankful for the freedoms we have. We're thankful for the safety and security that we have here in Meadowtown, and the opportunities to live and grow and raise families here. We're thankful for the blessings that was given us. We're thankful for the moisture we've had and for the summer months to grow and develop. We pray that will help us tonight as we work through our budget and other town issues, that we can do as thou would have us do, that we can help Meadowtown continue to evolve and be strong. And this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So this will start our public hearing on the budget. We've had a couple of work meetings as we've just tried to pencil in what the proposed budget would look like for next fiscal year, and that starts July 1st. It's different than my federal calendar, so I'll assume you know. So what I'd like to do is maybe talk just for a minute or two quickly about where we're at in this budget cycle. Let the council members include any information, then we'll open it up to comments or questions from the town at large. So having said that, we started with the budget that we had in our current fiscal year, the one that ends here in a couple in the next week. And we looked back at previous budgets, what that was. This budget system is super interesting. We are estimating what our income will be. We estimate how much electricity we're going to sell. We estimate how much water we're going to use. We estimate what those tax incomes will be. We estimate those. We also estimate what our expenses will be. We have some fixed. I think our salaries, we can be pretty close to estimating those out. Our expenses on electrical is unknown. It changes. And so we try to use those historic trends and we estimate those out. So the council worked through that, their best estimation, and those are broken down into categories. And we see administration, we see roads, we see parks, we see cemeteries, we see water, we see utilities, we see taxes coming in, and so forth. And so as we compile that together, that gives us our estimated budget for the year. And we hold ourselves into those categories and ultimately to that end result. If we say we needed to repair a road, a significant road repair, a water repair, a utility repair, that we did not budget for, if we didn't have those funds allocated, we would have to come back, make a proposal, have a public hearing, move funds to accomplish that, and move forward. So we're holding ourselves to this budget based on estimations, and that's what we have. There are a couple, looks like most of you grabbed just some draft working copies, and we have a couple more if you're interested. And that is what you've printed out, what is proposed, what we've proposed. That's what we've proposed by line item, and that tallies up. We think that's going to work for us. So with that context, is there any comments from the council? Maybe that's something I missed or some better definitions. Okay, I think we'll field comments and questions from the public in general, and we'll manage that and see where that takes us until we get to a point that maybe it makes sense that there's a further discussion on the council, or we think we've covered the material sufficiently, we'll have a motion to close. So, are there any comments?
On your water, whether you still have a depreciation when the loan's paid off.
Because once there is a line item in, you can't take it out. Floors, there shouldn't be.
Mark, can you tell us which line item you're talking about so we can track with you?
$66.90.
So we pay six on our packets.
Why do we have a $66.90 on page 7 as well?
That's electric.
Okay.
My question would be, what's our expense? And how much do we make to take in?
That line item is not where our loan was at. Our loan payment was built in. Remember when we paid it off early, we had to go to Flores and have them, it wasn't built into the loan. Yeah, I don't know.
So do we think, looking at this, Monica and Channing, is that something that's carried over that should be zeroed out?
It should have been zeroed out, I would assume.
I will double check on that.
Because that's a significant amount.
But we also have a depreciation
expense.
I know, but our current period is at zero. The current year to date is at 2,400. So that's the prior year to date, that $30,000 you're looking at.
Right.
So it's not, but that was supposed to be in our annual budget, but it just needs to be zeroed out.
Let me
how you
check.
Do that, I don't know.
Because there, I need to double check on that. I will do some.
It looks like your program is just carrying it over from year to year to year.
Well, because it needed to.
It has to.
Yeah.
We had to do it
right.
Because of that.
But whereas your 2025 actual is only 2,400.
Yeah.
That was the money that.
It's the same number every year.
Yeah.
Appreciation changes.
Yeah. So
it's wrong.
So I want to have a.
So we're saying.
So.
It needs to be.
So I think we need to make a decision. If we leave it in, that's an expense, a $30,000 expense that perhaps we don't ever pay. If we take it out, I just want to make sure as we go into the next meeting in the town council and make a proposal to approve a budget, we want to do that with whatever amendments, right? We want to carry that forward.
Then let's do that.
Let me look. One.
Because at the top of that page, it says from 2025 to 26.
Mm-hmm. So let's just use budget. This is your proposed budget.
Okay, do you understand your concern? You've told us three times. And just give us a second. Okay, we're trying to do some research here. Just give us a second, and we'll see if we can answer that question. Thank you. So I think that's up to us, right? If we captured an error, we can make the proposal zero that out. If we carry it over, the risk to us is minimal,
yeah.
Other than a placeholder of $30,000 that never gets spent. So that's I think we're all right. So it sounds like, to answer your question, it sounds like that was a carryover in the system, and we'll work to zero that out, and we can make the proposal to zero that in the budget.
Yeah, because that has to do with, like, the loan, right?
Right.
And so...
Somebody was trying to look at, like, historically...
Can't we just, instead of just getting rid of that line item, just zero it out?
Yeah. The budget I actually send to the state, anything that holds a zero place, we just... I print it for you guys with showing the zeros.
Yeah.
But when I send it to the state, I actually send it to them without any of the line items that have zeros.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So are we going to zero that out?
I think so. Yeah, it'll just be a white. We'll keep the white item there, just
but we'll zero out that one.
We'll zero out that one.
Right.
Like other zeros.
And then you have ruler.
But I was wondering if that was like an extra carryover from, like, it just didn't get zeroed out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I just missed that.
Okay, that's fine.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Fair enough. Does that answer that question?
Yes. Hopefully, yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Lloyd.
6411. Sales purchase of power from Dixie Power. All your power is purchased through UAMP. Where does that come from? We never have purchased any power.
They put it in and they put Dixie Power on there as that's our weaving piece. Any of the weaving fees. I can change the title.
Okay.
Like,
oh,
the line.
What does purchase power? We don't purchase power from Dixie, period.
That's how Polaris labeled that, but we could change it to
well,
say.
Well, whatever. I just
we could change it.
I just need clarification. Because
yep, that's our weaving fees.
Okay, that.
Does that total look?
I think we, like where that number landed. Tony.
Yeah. So during the work meetings, it was revealed that Meta was charging illegally for building permits. And it's listed as have those returns been issued.
They have.
How many?
All of them.
How many?
I'm
sorry.
I will give the number when we do filling. I don't have enough.
So I'd also like to know what the total amount was for 300 citizens. So you have an idea what that revenue was.
That's in the building, right?
We'll do each one. I don't have a total altogether.
So we can talk about it from the end of the year. Where did you put your money from? What fund did you come from?
Same fund that I built it from.
Which is what?
Building permits. It's 3220 on the front. Well, on your first page,
licensing permits. So how long has this been going on? How long has it been going on?
It was just in this system.
And what's the calculation using the return?
That calculation, we talked about this last month, could be listed. That calculation came from our assessor with the engineering firm that did that assessment fee, they tallied that up, and we passed that on. We understood that to be incorrect, and so we refunded those social collections.
So that's just the revenue. That's not what I'm asking about. It's a fee that's listed in that package. It looks to me like Sunrise charged something like to set our policy. That's why they were
that's why we
refunded
it.
Yeah,
and we talked about that last
time. That should continue because to reflect the service to the people. This was not. But these were directed to Sunrise Engineering. I think it's a service to the people. Just to keep it the way it is. Just charge for the inspection fees, but no.
That's all we're doing at this point. I've corrected it. It's fixed. And we are just straight passing on the Sunrise inspection fee to the person in the
room. Because that could have thousands of dollars to the cost of the and we're worried about the cost of the system. Also, I got a question for you next time. Could you explain our Meadows policy? Could you explain Meadows policy on donations?
On donations?
Yeah.
Donations to where? To the park? To the cemetery?
Meadows makes donations. What's our policy on the town and the neighborhoods?
Well, what is it exactly you're wanting to do? You're wanting to put me on the spot? Or what are you trying to do, Tony?
I'm asking you a question, Jim. I mean, you seem to be pretty generous with Meadows' money.
I'm generous with Meadows' money?
$1,000 just for the sign. So what's Meadows' policy?
Wait a minute. For what sign?
The Welcome to Meadows sign.
Oh, you mean out here on the town?
What's Meadows' policy on the
I don't know. I'd have to look it up, I guess.
Okay, so could you explain the ordinances?
I'll have to look it up. You want me to look it up for you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it. Any other things that you'd like to know, Tony Kelly, specifically for me?
Ask my question and we'll see. Don't yield my time.
Move on, Mayor.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yes, ridiculous.
So in other words, there is no policy. So how long does that go on before it's an issue of public funds? There is no ordinance.
Tony, if you want to come in and make your pitch to the town council, there'll be a discussion and a vote.
I asked a legitimate question. He won't answer.
So I'm answering for you. If you want to come in and make proposal,
it's hard.
You can ask to make a proposal, and we'll have a discussion and vote on it.
It's always
okay.
Got you with
anyone. Yeah. Any other comments or questions about the budget?
Yeah. What else do you put any more and more requirements in government, but I think they're going to be assuming a lot more responsibilities and a lot more expenses. I wonder why there's nobody here from the plan to do anything with this. Seems to me it would be sensible to give them more money because they're going to have to do a lot more work. Maybe even approving building permits.
Is this your way of telling us you're planning to bring in a subdivision in the town?
No.
Are you aware of someone bringing in a subdivision in the town?
No.
Okay, good point.
I don't know about how people will do this.
Okay.
And it might cost more than what you got in your budget.
Might. I think you bring up a good point. We might have to repair a huge sinkhole that collapses a chunk of road, or we might lose a big, our power infrastructure piece. We might have to do a lot of things. So we're trying to be conservative and accomplish what we can.
But this is inland because we're passing a new subdivision law. You don't know who's going to come in.
I don't know what's going to happen. You're the only person talking about subdivisions coming into Meadow. So that's why I asked if you had
And there's other people, there's contractors all over the state.
There's
waiting to put in the subdivision somewhere and collect money from the state to help them to do it. That's very possible.
Okay. Thanks for your comment.
Thanks. Great job.
Any more brain busters? I'll make a motion to just close the public hearing. I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.